This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're with a senior research scientist from MIT, no less. You know, Stephanie Seneff. So when she speaks, it's got a little credibility, doesn't it? Senior research scientist at the MIT. Stephanie, let's go backwards. When did we start to see autism really start to grow in America and spike? Let's talk about that progression and what would you relate that cause to, or at least indicators along the same lines?
Right. Well, so the rate's pretty much been going up exponentially for the past two decades. Really started accelerating, I would say, right around 2000. And it's true that I suspect vaccines are playing a major role. And in fact, that's the first thing I looked at. It was about 12 years ago when I started getting worried, looking at the growth, the exponential growth. And I decided to take upon myself the task of trying to figure out what was causing it. You don't have an epidemic in autism as a genetic disease. And, you know, they spent most of their money studying the genetics of autism. It's not a genetic disease. There's something in the environment that's causing it. And there probably are kids who have increased genetic susceptibility. So, the genetics is not what's causing the epidemic. And you need to look at something.
Well, that's important, isn't it? I don't mean to interrupt. Why, well, I guess I do. That's really important what you just said, isn't it? Explain that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I just think that it's ridiculous. They want to blame it on genetics because then they can get off the hook with all their toxic chemicals. And so they've just spent a lot of money looking for genetic correlations, and they're finding all kinds of genes, that each of which has a very small contribution to the pool. Then they have many kids with autism who don't match any of those genes. So it's really turned out to be a big mess. They're working hard on the genetics, and they're not really coming up with anything very, you know, profound as far as trying to explain autism through the genetic links. So I think they're going to be forced to look at the environmental aspects of the problem out of desperation, because they're not going to be able to solve it through genetics. And so vaccines was the first thing I started looking at back 12 years ago. And I studied a database called the VARS database, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's a fascinating database. It's got, you know, just these people report when a child has a vaccine and has a reaction that does not look normal, then they will just issue a report. Only a small percentage of the actual reactions are recorded in the VARS database. But nonetheless, it's a very interesting database, and you can get a lot of information out of it. And I started just by taking each vaccine and looking statistically at side effects, you know, reactions that were being reported in association with each individual vaccine compared to all the other vaccines that kids of that age were getting. And what stood out immediately was the MMR vaccine. I was quite surprised. And at that time, I didn't even know about the, you know, there's people, your audience probably knows about the story of Andrew Wakefield, the doctor in the UK.
Yes.
And the paper that he had written in The Lancet in 1998, I believe, that eventually got retracted, and he lost his license to practice medicine because he dared to say that MMR might be causing autism. And I admire him greatly. I really respect him for continuing the fight all these years despite all the adversity. And I believe he was onto something huge back then, and it's really a shame that he wasn't listened to. Like, he wrote this paper, and there were a lot of, he was pointing to gut problems as being connected to autism back then, and we should have been listening to that. It's taken us such a long time to finally wake up and realize that the gut is playing a major role in autism. Now pretty much people are accepting that idea, because it's so clear that many of the autistic kids have gut issues, you know, and they're getting a disrupted immune system because of that. And the MMR vaccine is playing right into that. So it's a complex combination of things in the environment, certainly one of which is glyphosate, and one of which is all the different vaccines and all the different toxic chemicals that are in them. And MMR in particular is extremely interesting. And so I sort of zeroed in on MMR, and it puzzled me at the time, because I was thinking aluminum and mercury, you know, we know those are in the vaccines, and we know they're very toxic, they're neurotoxic. And MMR was not one of the vaccines that had either aluminum or mercury. So it was a puzzle to me that was the one that really came up on top as far as the link with autism. At the time, I even wrote a paper in which I proposed maybe that it was the Tylenol, because that vaccine tends to give you a fever, and so kids will be given Tylenol to try to curb the fever. And Tylenol can be toxic if the child doesn't have an ability to detoxify it. And so this was something some other people were suggesting as well. I think it's probably true, but I think it's a small part of the problem, the Tylenol. Now I think the big problem is the MMR itself. And in fact, what we have found recently is that MMR is actually contaminated with glyphosate. So now we get the vaccine working with the glyphosate synergistically because the glyphosate is actually in the vaccine. Very direct hit there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that on the label? I mean, when you read the label, it doesn't say glyphosate in it.
They don't think it's in there. They don't mean to put it in there. But the fact is it's everywhere. And MMR, and in fact, so Anthony Samsel and Zen Honeycutt were two people who independently tested a whole bunch of vaccines for glyphosate. And they found the same patterns in their independent tests, which was that the live virus vaccines were contaminated with glyphosate, and the ones that had aluminum in them, which are not live virus vaccines, usually did not. So the glyphosate was showing up in the live virus vaccines, which was what we had predicted, because they're the ones that are actually grown in a culture, and the culture, the contents are things that are likely to be contaminated with glyphosate. So, for example, the measles virus is grown, first of all, it's grown on cells that are coming from chick embryos, and chickens are certainly exposed to glyphosate. And then it's exposed to gelatin that's derived from the bones and ligaments of pigs and cows. Those guys get tons of glyphosate in their food. And then there's also fetal bovine serum, which is from the blood of the fetus of a cow. That's going to have glyphosate in it. So all those things are going to have glyphosate in them. There's no reason why the vaccine wouldn't end up with the glyphosate as well, because it's very, very hard to remove it, and they're not trying to remove it. They're not even thinking about it.
I want to ask you about parents' stories, because this gets, again, I go back to my in-laws, the discussions we have, but these discussions are, you know, I'm not really picking on them. All over the world, people are having the same discussion. Why are parents' stories, anecdotal stories about vaccines, why are they being so suppressed and ignored? I mean, we're talking half a million parents can basically tell the same story about vaccines.
I know. It is so frustrating, isn't it? And I really admire the people of the Vaxxed movie and the Vaxxed bus, and I'm sure you know about that. I was so impressed with the Vaxxed bus going all around the country, interviewing parents with personal stories about catastrophes that happened to their children over and over again. At what point is something no longer anecdotal when so many mothers have witnessed the same story? You know, it just makes no sense to me that you can say all of these stories are anecdotal and that they don't count because they're anecdotal. It's ridiculous to say
that. We had them on, it was a week or two ago. We had they're making Vax 2, so the new film, we had the producers on, Brian.
That's
and
great. That's I'm looking forward to that
remember.
Movie.
Yes, very important. But I asked them point blank. I said, how many parents do you think can tell the same story? And they agreed that it's somewhere north of a million, maybe even 2 million in America.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They can tell right in the world.
How we can continue to say that vaccines don't cause autism, the vaccines are harmless. It's so strange. I'm actually really impressed with the industry's ability to pull the wool over the eyes of the population. They've managed to convince people, you know, that vaccines walk on water and there's no downside. It's so strange to me. It's really bizarre. And people can really be, you know, hypnotized or something. It's just really, really unbelievable.
I'm laughing not to make light of what you just said, but how powerful what you just said. It's so true.
Right.
It's like, it's even been turned on a head to where if you don't get a vaccine, now you're risking people. Please explain to me, Stephanie, how if my child does not get a vaccine, that endangers my neighbor's child who does have a vaccine, if vaccines work. Will you please explain that to me?
I know. I mean, you would think that if they work, then why would they care at all? Because their child is protected. They had the vaccine. Who cares what's happening to your child, right? And many of the vaccines have nothing to do with they're not protecting you from infecting anybody. There's nothing to do with infection. Some of the vaccines don't, you know, there's no way they're going to protect that child from anything that your child might get through the vaccine. It's not the way they work. And, in fact, the vaccine can actually cause disease. You know, many of these viruses, many of the vaccines are live virus, as I said. And the child can actually catch the disease from the vaccine. This has happened. I know that from the VAERS database. They'll say the side effect, you know, the reaction was measles from the measles vaccine. Or the reaction was flu from the flu vaccine. I mean, you can catch the disease from the vaccine.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a very important question.
Shedding too, so that even a person who doesn't have symptoms could give the virus to someone who has an immune susceptibility.
What you just said is massively important. massively, I think. I'll ask you another question along those lines. Now, supposedly in America, North America, that measles was basically eradicated by about the year 2000. I mean, that's what we're told, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but basically measles was eradicated. If measles was eradicated 20 years ago, then how do we have measles now?
I know. It wasn't really eradicated, right? It was hanging around. It just wasn't being shown. I mean, it's impressive that we actually managed to get down to pretty much zero for a period of time. It wasn't entirely the vaccine that did that either, because these viruses do have a kind of life of their own over history. You know, I mean, usually when they first appear, they're very virulent and lots of people get sick and die. And then over time, they become weaker and they become less dangerous. And measles at the point when I was a child, measles was nothing. I mean, we understood. I remember when it came through my community, I was in fourth grade, and I was told, you better catch the measles now because it's going to be a lot worse for you if you have to wait until you're older. You need to get it while you're young. We were all encouraged to try to get the measles as it was coming through town. And I got a very mild case. All my siblings got it at the same time. We had a wonderful time with 2-week vacation from school. None of us felt sick. You know, it was nothing. It was absolutely nothing. And it just freaks me out that people are so terrified of the measles. It's not a very bad bug right now, you know? It's in America, well, where you've got good nutrition and everything, you have to put some caveats. If people are a third world country, you know, hardly getting any nutrition, they're going to be susceptible. Anybody would if you're already, you know, you're not well supported by nutrition. And
let me ask you then what you're saying. If measles were eradicated, or maybe it wasn't, if it was, or basically, to me, there's only two ways that measles could have been reintroduced. There's only two. Immigrants coming in, bringing measles, or the live virus with the vaccines causing measles.
I know you're absolutely right, and I think it is the virus. I suspect that many of the cases we're seeing, it'd be great to do the research. Somebody, of course, nobody quite wants to do that, right, is to see which strain of the measles actually caused the outbreak with these outbreaks, because they can detect a vaccine strain, and they could know whether the measles was caused by a vaccine strain or by a wild strain. And the other thing that's interesting is that these viruses do evolve. There's a paper from China that I found quite fascinating, where they were increasing the vaccination rate aggressively throughout the country, and yet they were getting these outbreaks with many more cases of measles with a much higher percentage of the population vaccinated than they were getting when there was a lesser percentage vaccinated. And they did studies, and they found out that the measles virus, of course, is mutating. And so the virus basically works its way around the vaccine, such that it's no longer susceptible. These viruses are smart. The virus is figuring out how to change itself so that it will no longer, the vaccine no longer works, basically.
Hold that thought, Stephanie. There's the break. More with Stephanie on the other side. Wow, what a great interview. We're very glad to have Stephanie here. More. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cells cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stephanie Sennett, senior researcher at MIT. We got a question from the audience, and it was about MIT itself. You know, you're talking, this isn't exactly popular scientific information that you're giving. And MIT is such a prestigious, well thought of institution. Has MIT put any pressure on you? Why hasn't MIT kind of shut you down on this talk?
They have not, and I've actually been very impressed with them. I've been sort of looking over my shoulder and wondering if they might, and so far they've done nothing to try to discourage me from doing this work, which really impresses me and pleases me about the institution that I work for.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, so you've had that same thought to yourself, like, wow, am I going to get a call any day? So you've had those same thoughts?
Exactly. I've been wondering what I would do if they did, but it hasn't happened. So I think they're it is a pretty liberal place, actually, and I think they do believe in freedom of expression. They have Noam Chomsky's been there for many years. He's no longer there, but he was quite outspoken, and they never tried to stop him. So I think they believe in the freedom to express your opinion about these things, and they support people who, you know, as long as you don't do something that's
crazy.
Not correct, you know, as long as you're trying to stick with the science, which is what I do.
Well, I think that you never know who is sympathetic to what you're doing when it comes to these vaccines, because there's so many parents. I mean, really, the silver bullet, the antidote to all this madness, to me, is unfortunately that it has to come to this, but it's really the parents' story, because the parents they are the walking evidence and the walking mandate that this must be looked at, to me. I don't know your thoughts.
I mean, I think parents are being conditioned to they're being trained to be compliant, you know, and when the government says, oh, you have to do this, and your pediatrician says, oh, yes, this is great and there's no downside, you really have to do this, like, trust me, they somehow think the authority and the person who's speaking with authority knows what they're talking about. And they need to wake up and realize that that's not true, because there's so much money to be made with these vaccines. I'll tell you one thing is that the vaccines are not being subjected to the same kind of rigorous testing that's going on with the drugs. And the drugs already have a lot of problems, but at least they have to go through a rigorous procedure to get the approval for a new drug. Whereas vaccines are much more lax about the process of testing to see if it's safe and see if it's effective. And they're getting sloppier and sloppier because the industry doesn't have to worry about lawsuits. This is a huge
There's no liability.
Issue. Right. The no liability thing, I think, and that's why they can just go ahead and not worry about the fact there might be glyphosate in there. People are finding toxic metals in the vaccines that aren't supposed to be there. I mean, it's not just, they have a list of ingredients that are pretty toxic to begin with that they're saying, yes, this is in there. We're putting the aluminum in there. We're putting the mercury in there. We know those are toxic. But then they're having other things in the vaccine that they weren't intending to put in there. But they're not particularly paying attention to whether they're doing the job correctly. You know, they're being sloppy about the manufacturing process. And this is extremely dangerous when you're injecting something into a young child's body. There's tremendous opportunity for bad things to happen under circumstances like that.
Let me ask you a point question about the study. And several people have told me that, and from my research, I believe this. There are no double-blind placebo studies about vaccines to prove their safety. Is that true?
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. In fact, in the studies that they do, I was so shocked when I learned this, that for example, with the vaccines that contain aluminum, like the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, which is one that I really hate, they put aluminum into what they call the placebo. So the person who's in the placebo branch
wow.
is getting aluminum injected into their body. Aluminum is not a placebo by any stretch of the imagination. And how they get by with that, I do not know. And other times they'll do comparing a vaccine. For example, they did a study on HPV-9, which had 9 different antigens in it, 9 different strains of the HPV virus compared to the original HPV-4. So when they looked at the 9, they compared it against the HPV-4, not against the placebo, but against another HPV vaccine. You know, so you're going to get small differences.
How do they do this?
Much aluminum. I don't know.
Stephanie, how in the world do they get away with this?
I don't understand, actually, why we are so cavalier about these vaccines. And I just, it's been a brainwashing on the part of the industry towards everybody, including the regulators and the media, to somehow convince them that vaccines are so fantastic that we don't even want to look at the idea that they might be there might be a dark side to them, you know? The idea that we're going to be all die of smallpox if we don't get these vaccines, which is totally not true. People lived for so many generations with no vaccines, and they did perfectly fine, you know?
We're coming, we probably won't have time to get into it. But on the other side, let's talk about herd immunity, what that really means, what we're being told that means. Also, the story in Arizona, you talk about parents and parents' rights and what they're being told. We're seeing more draconian measures and that with using vaccine as the excuse. So are they so draconian about vaccines or are vaccines the excuse to bring in the draconian measures? I don't know, maybe
know.
A little bit above what you usually research, but we'll discuss it on the other side. Really enjoying this discussion, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Glad that you're here. Stay tuned, everybody. Stephanie Seneff, she's writing a book, too, about glyphosate. When she writes it, when she's done, we'll come back and talk about that. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says he absolutely agrees with Attorney General Bill Barr that the government spied on his campaign in 2016.
I think what he said was absolutely true. There was absolutely spying into my campaign. I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying.
The Senate Finance Committee is studying legislation to address the high costs of prescription drug pricing. Among their concerns is little or no competition and the fact that some drugs have been out for years, yet the prices remain high. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins the Wells Report, which is heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, and says the cost of prescription drugs is out of hand.
What happens is people end up self-rationing. What we do need is some transparency with the drug pricing.
This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll get back to Stephanie just a second. I'd like to make you aware of what's going on over the Power Mall. Easy for me to say, right? ThePowerMall.com, our website. We have 10% site-wide off of all in-home or plant products. We have them all at the Power Mall. Not dropship. 10% off everything except dropship. That's what I'm trying to say. And please consider purchases. If you don't want to purchase anything at this time, consider a donation. It allows us to bring people like Stephanie here, you know, shortwave, those kind of things. It's expensive. It's costly. But we want to reach you, and we're very proud and very happy that we're able to, and very happy to have people like Stephanie. Also, Willard Waters on sale. John's going to be on. I love Willard Waters. So fascinating, especially gardening. gardening, that type of thing, really helps plants, really makes a difference. You want to, in the cool experiment, grow something on your windowsill, grow, you know, about four or five, six different things. Half of them use willowed water, half of them don't, so watch what happens. Pretty fascinating. So give Jay a call over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now back to senior researcher Stephanie Seneff at MIT, no less. Stephanie, just real quickly before we move on, are you alone in your opinions? Are there other people at MIT that share your feelings or what?
I am working pretty independently with respect to MIT, but I do have a lot of collaborators that I'm working with around the country and even around the world. So I've been publishing papers together with other people who feel the same way I do. I certainly have a support community, but it isn't at MIT, so that's kind of interesting. Not that anyone's fighting me, but I'm sort of trying to stay stuck under the radar, so
yeah,
to speak, with good reason. So
is there, well, what is that good? Let's talk about what is that good reason? Are you afraid
of
the...
Well, I'm just worried, you know, given the atmosphere, that if I don't want to be terribly visible, I suppose, is the thing, to try to stay.
Isn't that sad?
It's very bad. It's ridiculous, actually. I resent the fact that we live in this kind of a climate, but that's the way things are, so...
Well, you're changing that. What you're doing in lending your credibility, lending your name, sticking out there, I commend you, and really I thank you, and I think everybody listening here does the same, because it's not easy what you're doing. It's not easy to stick your neck out, the round peg in the square hole, so to speak. They usually get pounded down by an industry.
I mean, I'm just so terrified of the future. I mean, my grandchildren, I just wonder what kind of life they're going to have, and I blame my generation for creating this mess, and they're going to be stuck with it. They're going to have to cope with fixing it, and it's going to be a huge task, and they're all going to be sick. I mean, it's just really very disturbing to me.
Let me ask you point blank. Is there any doubt in your mind whatsoever, any, that vaccines, glyphosate, maybe some other things, but really the vaccines and the glyphosate, probably the main driving force for autism? Is there any doubt in your mind?
I think so. I mean, some people have talked about EMFs, and I'm sort of on the fence about that, but I think the glyphosate for sure and the vaccines for sure. I really feel those two together. I believe that if you could get rid of the glyphosate and the vaccines, the rates would immediately start falling. You know,
so, and then possibly the EMF that you haven't, possibly the EMFs with it, but you're kind of a little undecided on that.
Yeah, I don't know yet about the EMFs. I have a lot of friends who are quite concerned about them, and certainly they are something new, and they are something not, you know, natural, and so and people are sensitive to them. So I actually think that all three of them are synergistic, because I believe that the EMFs are disturbing the electrical system of the body, and I believe that the glyphosate is really disrupting the electrical system of the body. So you sort of have these things working together. Your electrical system is fragile to begin with, and then when you add some noise on top of it, you can become susceptible to the EMFs as well. But I would put my money on the glyphosate and the vaccines.
Let's talk about herd immunity. You know, I hear from the pro-vaxxers, I don't know what to call them, but they're just shoving the mandatory vaxxers. They keep shoving this down the rest of our throats as fast as they can. It's like they're obsessed with it. I don't get over measles.
This isn't
the bubonic plague.
I know. Well, it's ridiculous to insist upon 100% vaccination, and also to make it mandatory to the point where you can't get out of it in any way, even if you have a medical condition. And people who are moving in that direction, trying to introduce bills in various states where even a medical excuse is not good enough, or you have to have absolute proof, you know, and this is going to backfire, because those states, I think, that are going to force additional higher rates of vaccine coverage are going to pay for that in terms of the number of children that are going to be damaged. They're going to have more damaged kids. And I'm expecting we're going to be able to see that statistically. Actually, there are people who have looked at the vaccine rates in the states versus the autism rates and found a signal there that the ones that have the higher coverage have more autism statistically.
All right, herd immunity is one of the big things. Well, we need 95% of the people vaccinated for herd immunity. And that's not even where herd immunity came from. Please explain that.
Right. I mean, herd immunity was really a concept that was related to natural immunity, and the vaccine-based immunity is not natural, and it doesn't have that same thing. I mean, one of the big problems with vaccines is that they wear off. When you catch the measles, you've got a protection for life, whereas if you get a measles vaccine, it wears off. And this is actually a huge problem because what we're doing is we're upsetting the nature of things because women are getting the MMR vaccine when they're young. By the time they get around to having children, they no longer have antibodies. Now, they were supposed to pass their natural antibodies on to their baby after they're born through the breast milk and also just through the birth, you know, the birth canal being in the fetus,
blood.
You can pick up the antibodies from the mom. And so the baby is supposed to be able to use the mom's antibodies as a defense during that critical first year of life when their own immune system has not yet matured. So that's the whole way it's supposed to work. But what's happening now is that because of the vaccine, young mothers are giving birth to babies that have no protection. And that's the sensitive time. You don't want to get the measles when you're under a year old. You want to be older than that. You know, the healthy time to get it is in early childhood, but not too early. Whereas now we've got this big mess that we've created with the vaccines, where the kids that are little are susceptible to exposure to the measles virus that can be dangerous because they don't have their mom's antibodies.
So, resistance created by a vaccine is not passed on to babies.
But it wears off. So, and usually we get it in early childhood, and then by the time you get around to having kids, it's gone because it wears off.
See.
That's why they keep talking about booster shots. They used to think you only need one, you know, vaccine, and you're done. And now they've got like four boosters, you know. Four shots for one vaccine spaced out over childhood. They've got so many vaccines these days. It's crazy. I mean, I think if the mothers of my generation, we would be really distressed to see every time we go to the doctor, there's a few more vaccines they have to get. It wasn't like that, you know, when my kids were growing up. We had vaccines, but there were only a few. And many times we'd visit the doctor and not get any vaccines.
So to be clear.
Always, you know, almost the reason you go to the doctor is to get caught up on your vaccines.
So to be clear, herd immunity is not created by vaccines. It's created by natural immunity.
Right.
And you wrote the foreword.
They're using to persuade you to believe in getting 100% coverage, which is just a stupid idea, I think. And I think, you know, and you had mentioned earlier, I think that is an important point, that we are giving up fundamental rights when we agree to have these mandates and allow the state to control what we can do. That's a slippery slope. Once you do it with vaccines, there can be other things that can come along where the state can start to exercise control over the population, which is a scary trend. Mothers ought to have the right to decide whether or not to vaccinate their own children. It's a matter of opinion, and it can be informed opinion if they can get access to the information they need to make that an informed decision. Right now they're censoring the information so you can't even find out about all the problems with vaccines. You know, they're removing that information or making it hard to find on the web.
Talking about the web. We are making uninformed decisions. People who vaccinate are making uninformed decisions,
right,
unfortunately.
The doctor's making an uninformed decision because they don't really know a whole lot about the vaccines they're administering.
Let me ask you about research on the internet, Google, what have you. I've noticed in the last 2, 3, 4 years, certain topics that I had researched before. I wrote a book about the Forever 1776. I saw how easy it was to research things 6, 7 years ago. It is not anymore. And vaccines is one of those things. You put up, you know, vaccine this, vaccine that. The first thing that comes up a lot of times is Snopes or what have you. Have you noticed the censorship of information?
Well, absolutely. I think there's ways to pay a lot of money to get your stuff to show up at the top. And right now there's being tremendous pressure put on people like Facebook to knock down, you know, any posts that have to do with vaccines, to just give them less weight. With a computer program, you can program things in to have biases, and it's perfectly legitimate to do that. And then if you have certain mandates, a certain control coming in from the top, you can basically censor the information and prevent it from showing up or making it very hard to find. And that's what's going on.
Is that what's going on? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
How in the world does Snopes, I mean, you read those Snopes article and you would swear if you're against vaccines that you're the devil or something. I mean, how does Snopes, was so bold? I mean, they act like they're speaking with scientific credibility, but they have none. Am I wrong?
I mean, I agree with you. I think it's just insane the way things are moving towards this police state and also this disinformation campaign that they're getting by with.
Hold that thought. One more segment with you, Stephanie. It's been an absolute pleasure. I could talk to you for about 3 more hours, I think. It's been real enjoyable.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantastic to have Stephanie on, senior researcher, scientist at MIT, Stephanie Seneff. Stephanie, quick question. If you're going to study autism, you know, you usually in rats people use, how do you make a rat autistic so that you can study it?
Oh, yeah, that's quite interesting. Actually, there's various ways. One way that they did it was just taking lab mice and going through generations of lab mice and selecting for the ones that had the most autistic behavior and then inbreeding with them with other ones that had the most autistic. So it's inbreeding in lab mice through several generations. They generated a version called the BTBR mice that breeds true to autism. I find that interesting because those lab mice were probably exposed to glyphosate in multiple generations because glyphosate is in the feed that they're giving to these lab mice. And so it was kind of an experiment, I think, where they were generating autism from glyphosate exposure.
So it's almost,
that's just theoretical, but I suspect that's what's going on.
So it's almost epigenetic. So it's almost like the glyphosate is turning on genes in the rats because
you said the glyphosate's messing up their there's both genetic and epigenetic effects of that, and eventually you get mutations and you also get epigenetic effects, and eventually you can turn into a mouse that has autism if you select for it. Another way is to mess things up. Like there's a fascinating article that I really opened my eyes where they had these mice that were perfectly normal, and then shortly after birth they injected a chemical into their ventricles in their brain, which prevented them from making something called heparin sulfate, a very important molecule that is, I think, critical in autism. And so by just doing that one thing, these mice exhibited all the features of mouse autism. And the ones that, the lab mice that I mentioned earlier, they also have insufficient heparin sulfate in those brain ventricles. And I have zeroed in on sulfate deficiency in particular as being a key factor in autism and also in many other modern diseases that we are suffering from. So sulfate's kind of my area of expertise, and it's really fascinating. And glyphosate, I have come to believe glyphosate is a train wreck for sulfate. It messes up sulfate synthesis, sulfate transport, sulfate transfer from one molecule to another. It messes up all of it, I believe, and that we have a systemic sulfate deficiency problem in our population.
I can't remember if I asked you this off air or on air, but it's okay to ask again. It's an important question. What made you spark onto this topic? What made you latch onto this type of research?
The autism or the glyphosate? I mean, the autism was really just noticing the increase. I had a personal experience many years back when it was rare, with my best friend at the time, whose child got a DPT shot and had a very bad reaction, got seizures a week later. This was back in the early 1980s. And then was, later diagnosed with severe autism. And that sort of stuck in my mind. So I have been suspecting a link with the vaccines from way back. The glyphosate is quite interesting. I'd been studying autism for 5 years, and I happened to go to a conference where there happened to be a talk by Professor Don Huber, who's a retired professor from Purdue University and an expert on glyphosate and on plants. He's been tirelessly campaigning against glyphosate around the world. He's over 80 years old. I really admire him. He gave a 2-hour presentation on glyphosate. I didn't know the word when I walked in. And when I finished hearing that presentation, I was convinced I had found my answer. And I've never changed that opinion. I went after glyphosate, religiously after that. I went back and learned everything I could about glyphosate. It just made so much sense. What he was saying, the symptoms and the things that glyphosate was causing, I was seeing those things in autism at the time and being unable to explain them by the other chemicals that I'd been looking at. So it was a real eye-opener for me when I heard that 2-hour presentation, that I was a convert. And I really think it's a sleeper, because people think, they're so comfortable with it being safe because you can go down to your hardware store and pick it up. It's freely available. It's not regulated. It's proclaimed to be perfectly safe. People are using it everywhere. We sort of think it can't possibly be that toxic. It has a very insidious and slow mechanism of toxicity that you don't easily notice. You just start seeing that everybody's getting sick slowly over time. So it's really, really nasty that way. And I think it's in part due to the disruption of the whole sulfate system. And what it does is it actually messes up your innate immune system and forces you to adopt an adaptive immunity response much more than you should be. So people become hyperallergenic. I mean, they become very, you get a lot of autoimmune disease, and I believe autism can be characterized as an autoimmune disease. The immune system is just overreactive, overzealous, and it starts attacking your own tissues because of the lack of support from the innate immune system, which doesn't involve antibodies. Are you there?
Yeah. Do you think that then sulfur, so if people had good sources of sulfur, that would help, or is the glyphosate just
blocking it?
No, well, sulfur, definitely. We're not getting enough dietary sulfur. That's one of the problems. But also, a lot of people have sulfur sensitivities, and that's due to the glyphosate, because the glyphosate messes up. I believe it's messing up an enzyme, a critical enzyme in the gut called sulfite oxidase, which converts sulfite to sulfate. And that enzyme can be predicted to be susceptible to glyphosate toxicity. And it's critical because sulfite is a very reactive and toxic substance, and sulfate is essential. And so with that enzyme block, you end up with sulfite sensitivity in the gut when you eat sulfur-containing foods. So then you tend to avoid them, and then you get sulfur deficiency because of that.
Is there a way to get that enzyme? Is there a natural way?
Well, a good way is to go organic to get rid of glyphosate. And I think people can really turn it around. I think an organic diet is absolutely essential. I think today the best thing you can do for your health and for your family's health is to switch to a certified organic diet. Everything you shop or at the grocery store, make sure it has the certified organic label. Non-GMO is not good enough. Plenty of the non-GMO products like oatmeal and oat cereals, wheat-based foods, cookies, they all have glyphosate in them if they're not organic. Even the organic ones have some, but it's a lot less usually.
We've only got a couple minutes. This is such a big subject. In your mind, I mean, you just listed some. Let's talk more about solutions. Any more things that people need to latch on to?
Yes, it's a good one, actually, that I really like, which is eating fermented foods. I have found, first of all, there's very few microbes. My father says glyphosate disappears very quickly from the soil. In 2 weeks, it's gone. That's also a lie. It can last for decades, years at least, and even decades in some cases in particular situations. It's been shown to last for a year in the ocean, you know. So Acetobacter is among the very few microbes that can break it down. And Acetobacter is a live bacterium that shows up in apple cider vinegar and sauerkraut, kimchi, kombucha, all those fermented foods. So I highly recommend eating fermented foods, sulfur-containing foods, organic foods. And then basically just wholesome foods, whole foods. Don't eat things that you don't recognize from the source.
You can't pronounce it. Don't eat it. Sauerkraut, kombucha. What was the other thing you said? Another fermented.
Kimchi and apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. There's the music. Stephanie, it's really been a pleasure. I commend you for your intellectual honesty. I commend you for your diligence, your bulldoggedness, and that's what it's going to take, I think. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. What a real pleasure talking to you. God bless you, and God keep you in what you do, and hopefully MIT will just give you a platform to do it.
Thank you.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, great to be with you. We got a great week coming up. Have a great evening. Hug those children. Hug the people that you love. Be close to them. You're responsible for your future. And God willing, we're going to get through this. Take care. See you tomorrow.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.